Hunter watched me from across the room like he didn't know whether to run or drop to his knees. Smart man. I hadn't yet figured out which one would please me more.
I'm not used to being summoned, Jesse, he said, voice low, eyes on my mouth.
I smiled as I poured the wine, slow, deliberate, letting the liquid glide. You showed up fast enough, he laughed, soft and breathy.
Curiosity got the better of me.
I set the glass down, walked toward him. Each step measured, heels clicking against the tile like a countdown. Curiosity, I echoed, circling him. That what you're calling this hard-on you've been trying to hide since you walked in? His breath caught. Just a fraction, but enough.
You're not subtle, are you?
I stopped in front of him, close enough that his body heat tangled with mine. I'm not here to play coy. I trailed a finger down the front of his shirt. I'm here to hear you beg. He shifted, jaw tight, like he wasn't used to someone making him this undone.
What do you want me to say?
Everything, I murmured. Start with how long you've wanted me. His voice was hoarse.
Since the first time I saw you in that damn black dress.
I arched a brow. The one with the slit? He nodded.
I watched you walk away and nearly followed you into the street.
I smirked. You should have. I'd have ruined you right there on the sidewalk. He groaned, quiet, desperate.
I think I want that.
You think? I grabbed his jaw, made him look at me. If you're gonna be mine tonight, you don't get to think. You obey. He exhaled hard, his breath brushing my cheek.
Yes. Fuck. Yes.
I leaned in, lips grazing his, barely there, and whispered,
"Say what you want me to do to you."
His hands twitched at his sides, resisting the urge to touch me.
I want you to use me. Take me, however you want.
I smiled, slow and wicked. You'll get it on your knees when I say. Then I stepped back, cool as anything, and turned away. Take off your shirt, I said without looking, and don't speak until I tell you to.